Good morning. One correction to the announcements a few moments ago. There will not be a luncheon this afternoon. Hate for people to go down there and the tables be empty. But there is lunch in a lot of places today, but just not downstairs. So I want to make sure that everybody knew that. I consider myself incredibly blessed by God to have been born in this nation, to have been born in a nation that I believe has been the greatest, a nation that's shown the greatest good to the world that the world has ever known in history. A lot of people gave their lives to make that possible, to enable us to stand here today or to sit here today and to worship freely, to worship without having to fear, as some people in our world today do when they come together to worship God. Thankful for that. And we observe this Memorial Day weekend as a national holiday, tomorrow being Memorial Day, to remember those that have fallen, those that have given their lives in this. It started back at the end of the Civil War after over 600,000 Americans died in that terrible war. They started it then. It was known as Dedication Day in a lot of places. But in time, while it was to honor the Union soldiers that had died, in time it became to honor all soldiers that have ever died in the service of this country. And in 1971, it became a federal holiday, and we observe it to this day. And I think it's appropriate, and I think it's good to remember those that have truly given their all. The word memorial means something created or done to honor a person who has died or to remind people of an event at which people died. Now, I want us to consider that definition in light of our Lord. I want us to consider that definition in light of what we are called today to be. You know, the first thing in that definition that we see is that someone dies, right? Someone dies and there's a memorial. I mean, even we understand that when we look at cemeteries, those tombstones are memorials. They tell who it was. It tells you something about it, reminds you of who's buried there. So someone has to die. Well, for our purposes this morning, there is the one that has died, and that is Jesus Christ. The Lord's Supper that we partook of just a few moments ago is a memorial. It is a memorial to remind us of that death, to remind us of what Jesus Christ endured on the cross for you and for me. As He instituted the Lord's Supper the night before He died, He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." We partake of the Lord's Supper, we honor Jesus in that by remembering His death, by remembering Him hanging between heaven and earth on that terrible cross. This should be a powerfully impactful moment in any week for any Christian, for any person who loves Jesus Christ. It should be one of the most impactful moments that you have in your week. It should be that moment of your week that gives you the greatest motivation to go forth and to do more. Because the one that hung there, you love Him. You know Him. You care about Him. We remember that Jesus dying on the cross shows God's great love for us. 1 John chapter 4, see the word manifested. Manifested means shown, made clear, made obvious. John says, "By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him." When you partake of the Lord's Supper, when we partake of that memorial and we remember Jesus Christ on the cross, we see the love of God in crystal clarity, in a light as bright as the one that shone there on the road to Damascus. The cross of Jesus Christ also shows Christ's willingness to sacrifice His life for me. He told them, no one takes my life, I lay it down. He gave it. The Romans didn't kill Jesus. They weren't able to kill Jesus. Jesus allowed them to take His life. All the other times in the gospel accounts when people tried to stone Jesus or take Jesus or throw Him off a cliff in Nazareth, He always escaped miraculously because you could not take the life of Jesus Christ until He gave it. It was a willing sacrifice. It wasn't anything out of His control. It was totally in His control. And He gave His life, and He gave it for you and me. That doesn't impact your heart. You need to get a stethoscope, make sure you have one, to know that someone willingly gave their lives. I mean, even when we think about the soldiers that go to war, they go to war hoping that they'll live, they'll survive it, even though they're going to serve, but they're willing to die if that's necessary, but they would try to survive. Jesus Christ came to this earth with the intention of dying, of giving His life. Also, when we remember the cross of Jesus Christ, while we see the love of God and the sacrifice of Jesus born out of His love, beautiful and wonderful things for us to behold, there is something ugly there. And it's me. I have to face the reality and the absolute truth of the matter that my sins, my choices, put Him there. Drove those nails into His hands and into His feet. Made every breath He took hard. That I did that. I bring the ugliness to the situation. Jesus makes it beautiful with forgiveness, thankfully. How can I not be poor in spirit? How can I not humble myself when I understand, when I put myself against the beauty of God's love and Jesus' sacrifice and realize that I caused it? That's what I have to remember when I partake of that memorial of our Lord. The death of Christ upon the cross is the heart of Christianity. It provides Christianity the power to save. It provides Christianity the example of true, humble, self-sacrificial, others before self service. It provides Christianity a Savior, a Lord, a High Priest, and a Mediator. Paul said that he would not boast in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Paul saying, everything about me that's worth saying anything about has to do with Jesus Christ hanging on a cross, right? Everything else is worthless. I'm worthless without that moment in my life. Paul would also tell the Corinthians that the only thing that he brought to them was Jesus Christ. And Him crucified in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. Paul said that of first importance is that Christ died according to the Scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You see in the pattern? That the death of Jesus Christ is at the very heart of Christianity. We observe Memorial Day to think about those that have given their lives in the past couple hundred years for this nation and for the people of this nation in service to this nation. Jesus gave His life for all of mankind. From Adam to wash away that sin of eating the forbidden fruit all the way to the final sin that will be committed before the judgment day comes. He came to die for everyone and all those sins if only people would come to Him for forgiveness. Jesus came to this earth to serve you, serve me. He said, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to provide a ransom for many. You know, we remember Him and honor Him today and hopefully every day because He is worthy. He is more worthy than anyone could ever be. We must also remember that we ourselves this morning are memorials. Our Christian lives have been created in Christ to remind others of the death of Jesus. our lives are a living memorial for our Lord to the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus says that we are to be lights, that we are to shine in this world, that we are to let others see our lives and by our good works and glorify the Father. You see what he's saying there? That by the life that I live, the good things that I do in Jesus Christ, I remind people of God. Isn't that what a memorial does? I remind people of Jesus Christ dying on a cross and that He can change their lives for the better just like He changed my life for the better. I want to remind people of that. That a Savior died for them. Because so many people in our world appear to have forgotten. And they need to know. We are commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We can quote that verse and we can say that real quick, but the gospel is good news. What is the good news? The good news is Jesus Christ hanging on the cross for us so that we can be saved. That is the good news. That someone died so I wouldn't have to die because the wages of sin is death, Paul told the Romans. I would have to pay that, but the good news is Jesus paid it for me. He died so that I could live, so that you can live. That is the purpose. That is our purpose as a memorial. To remind people about someone who died. You are a memorial to Christ. You died. You died with Him. And now live in Him. So that all might know and remember that Christ died for them. They see Him in you. His grave is empty. But we point people to Him dying. One of my favorite movies, and I don't make Jenny watch it with me anymore, is Saving Private Ryan. I like war movies. I like history movies. It's a fictional movie. But I like the movie. A young man who's lost his brothers in war, and he's now behind enemy lines as a paratrooper on D-Day. And they want to go and they want to get him so that his mother still has a son. After the true life issues of the Sullivan brothers early in the war, where one mother lost 5 sons in one day. Can't even begin to imagine that. So they wanted to go get her. So they send this ranger group under Captain Miller out to find Private Ryan. In the midst of all that's going on D-Day, as tens of thousands of Germans are rushing in, tens of thousands of Americans and British are coming ashore. And in the midst of all this, they're looking for one man. And they find him. And over the course of looking for him, slowly, one by one, the men in this ranger group die. They give their lives looking for this one man. And they're on the bridge. And the only ones that are left is Captain Miller and one other guy from this ranger group. And there's Private Ryan. And Miller's hit and he's dying and he wants him to get closer. And he says, earn this. Earn it. The movie then switches off to this man now in current time, an old man at the cemetery there at Normandy Beach. And he's standing before a grave and it's Captain Miller's. And he says, I've remembered what you said to me that day. And I've tried to live a good life. I've tried to be a good man. He was always looking back at what was done for him. He was always looking back and trying to earn the deaths of men for him to live. It's a powerful moment. Powerful thought. You know, in real life, men and women have given their lives defending this country. 360,000 Union soldiers died in the Civil War. A little over 100,000 men died in World War I. 400,000 Americans died in World War II. Between Korea and Vietnam, nearly 100,000 men died. 6,000 of our soldiers have died since 9/11. As a nation, We must earn this. We must earn it. Earn this sacrifice by the manner in which we use the freedom those men and women provided when they gave what Abraham Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion. To earn it. In the Gettysburg Address, Lincoln described what it means to earn this. You know, we all know the 67 years ago, right? And most of us quit about right there. Toward the end of the speech, in fact, the end of the speech, this is what he said, and he's talking about earning it. He said, "The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here." And he is setting forth a cemetery for the men that died there at Gettysburg. He said, "It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth." That's Lincoln saying to those people that day at Gettysburg, "You've got to earn this. We've got to earn what was given here, the sacrifice that was made. You know, if we give up the freedoms in this nation that these brave souls gave their lives for, we fail to earn what has been given to us as citizens of this country." This weekend is more than just a 4-day weekend which we get to go have a lot of fun. There is some things we need to think about, and then we need to pass on to our children about what they have and how they got it. In Daniel, we see nations rise and fall by the hand of God. And yet, while nations rise and fall, and one day if this earth remains long enough, this nation will fall, just like all other nations rise and they fall. This nation will one day pass into the dust of history if the Lord does not return. But Daniel says there's a kingdom, there's a nation that will never pass away. And that is God's kingdom. Jesus died for you. Will you waste it? Or will you earn it? We earn it by shining His light in actions and words. We earn it by being dedicated to the unfinished work. Abraham Lincoln spoke of the unfinished work. He's, of course, talking about the Civil War. But when we get to the unfinished work of saving souls, let me tell you what, that work will never be finished till the Lord returns, will it? If there is a soul out there lost, it is unfinished work to save them. Will we give ourselves, earn it, by giving ourselves to the unfinished work of evangelism? Will we earn it by reminding people that Jesus died for them, that His death may not be in vain for their lives, but will save them? Will we earn it by being a memorial as you become more like the hero that made possible the wonderful life and hope that you have as a child of God, that you are always pointing, reminding people of Jesus? Today is Memorial Day. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And every day after, for as long as you draw the breath of life, it's Memorial Day. For you to remember what's been done for you to remember how you were able to become a child of God. And it's Memorial Day for you to remind, with the life that you live and the words that you speak, remind others that Jesus died for them. Colossians 1 and Philippians 1 tell us to live worthy of the sacrifice of Jesus. Let me tell you what Paul's saying right there when he says to walk worthy or live worthy. He's saying earn it. Earn this. How? By living obediently to the Lord and Savior who died for your salvation. this morning. If you have not taken full advantage of the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross, what are you waiting for? Someone died for you. Someone gave their life for you so that you can be something so much more than you are right now. So that you can be a child of God. John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God." It is the greatest honor and the greatest love you'll ever know in this world to be able to have that name, child of God. To have God as my Father. If you haven't done that, do so today. If you understand what you need to do in obeying the gospel, hope and pray that you'll decide to do it. Believe in Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Be dedicated to live for Him. Confess Him as the Son of God. Be buried in baptism, dying to your old self of sin and rising to live a life that always points to the One who died for you and reminds people that He died for them too. This morning, if you're a child of God, maybe you haven't been remembering that every day. Maybe your life hasn't been really pointing to Jesus. Maybe it hasn't been a memorial reminding people of what was done for them. Change today. If we can assist you in that, if we can pray for you, we want to do that. Won't you come as we stand and as we sing.